In central Pennsylvania, you'll find a farmstead with quite a story. Some of the artifacts have a tie to a man who sailed the ocean blue in 1492. So how did they wind up here? The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Bull family came to central Pennsylvania in the late 1700s. As Lewis Logan explains, one generation of this family had a marriage that resulted in a tie to a well-known world explorer.
The fourth generation's wife was of French nobility, but her mother's side of the family was Spanish. And her aunt, Victoria Montalvo, was the lady-in-waiting for the Queen of Spain in the middle of the 1800s.
And that aunt married a descendant of Christopher Columbus and moved to his castle. They had no children, so upon her death, she willed a third of her estate to her niece living here in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, at this mansion. Some artifacts from Columbus's family castle came here, including the family's Catholic chapel.
The basic chapel architecture and the artwork and the altar furniture all date from about 1550 to 1560. So absolutely everything from that time is there, plus a piece of the True Cross.
That's a piece of wood from the True Cross of Christ, given to the family in 1817 by the Bishop of Lyon. You'll find statuary and vestments from the chapel that are hundreds of years old as well. And next to the chapel, there's an important item from Columbus the Explorer.
We have his sea chest. Now, we know that belonged to him or his son and his son, and don't know which, if any, of the voyages it went on, but it's from that time. As well as we have 167,000 pages of records from the Columbus family, the oldest of which is 1359.
Many people are amazed to find such items with a direct tie to Columbus and his family in central Pennsylvania. It's quite a collection to see, items that date to well before the founding of this nation. Traveling the countryside in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.